You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Kim sent this to us through Facebook. You can find us if you just search Dom with an M and Jeremy, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. And it's very timely. She says, "Hi, boys. I know everyone is buzzing about the big lottery drawing Friday night." Yeah, that's tonight.
That's it. $1 billion.
"But I want to know if anyone else has been pressured about it like I have. In my office, there are two people who always go around and get people to go in together to buy a whole bunch of tickets.
Oh, God.
With this $1 billion jackpot, they've really been hitting it hard. There are 14 of us in our company, and I'm apparently the only one who's not participating. And they will not let me forget that. At least twice a day, someone will stop by and ask if I want to change my mind. And to tell me how stupid I'm going to feel if they win one of the big prizes."
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. She's going to feel really bad.
"Can you talk about this and see if other people feel pressured to participate in this stuff? That is Kim." Now, I wrote back because I was curious. I was like, how much are they asking? Like, how much do you,
how much
are you
chipping
supposed
in?
To contribute?
20 bucks, 30?
Get a load of this. She says they're doing 3 tiers of buy-in. $20, $50, and $100, and they will divide it based on how much each person spends.
Well, geez, way to make it confusing.
I was going to say, it sounds like it is ripe for a huge fight and lawsuit. And like, they're going to have to do some sort of spreadsheet and make it a percentage thing. So like, if you give $20 and I give $100, then I should be getting 5 times.
It's too much.
The payoff.
Too much.
Everybody
pitch in $20.
I mean, with an Excel spreadsheet, you should be able to figure out the percentage.
There should be no spreadsheet involved. They're making it just ridiculous.
So somebody who invests $50 would get 2.5 times what somebody who puts $20 in would get. And the $100 person would get twice as much as the 50 and 5
Because they're probably not only are they coming up, you know, asking for money, they're having to explain the whole process every time. I
love this, actually.
I'm with her.
I would want to throw them off and say, look, I'm going to do $64. So I want you to figure out that percentage. All right?
Yeah.
And show me in a spreadsheet.
I will say, going back a step, that yes, she's going to feel pretty bad, though, if they do hit it and they all, you know, quit.
Well, even if they get one of million-dollar prizes. It doesn't even have to be the billion.
Right. I mean, yeah, they're all going to get a chunk but her. So she's got to, you know, be okay with that, I guess, if everybody comes rolling in with, I don't know, what's the breakdown on that? 14 people divided by a million.
Well, first of all, if they're going to do the cash, it's going to be half of that, right?
Right.
Or do they get a million?
No, there's going to be taxes taken out of the million.
But besides the taxes, but they'll individually have to worry about that. I think if you take the cash of the lump sum of the billion, it's, you know, it's less. But I think for the million, they might just give that. So if it's a million divided by 14 people, if they were dividing it evenly, it would be $71,000 each.
All right.
Before taxes.
Yeah, so you might get
So you
got to
figure with taxes, you're looking at like 40 grand.
Yeah, so I mean, she's got to be okay with, you know, not getting that 50 grand potentially, which it sounds like she is.
She sounds
totally like she
fine with
hates
it.
All of her coworkers.
Now, you have a problem in general
with
group office activities.
Like all these group activities that pop up at the office, I'm not a fan. It's the whole forced merriment, forcing me to be friends with everybody at work, where I just want to come in, do my job, do good for the company, and then go home. I don't need a potluck in the kitchen. I really don't need that. I'll take that extra hour and, you know, do some more stuff for the show. You know, I don't need that. You know, it's my whole philosophy of coworkers are coworkers. They're not friends. That's part of it. And then it's like these happy hours and things you get invited to. Yeah, let's go out with a bunch of coworkers and get drunk and make out with the sales manager. That seems like a great idea. There are all these activities that kind of promote trouble in the workplace to me.
I've made out with one of our sales managers in
years
gone
Lord,
by.
I know.
Terrific.
Lord,
it was terrific.
Don't I know it. I know this is kind of a leap, but I kind of feel like all these office activities, it's kind of like a trap. It's a trap from the HR department to get people together to drink, be rambunctious, do inappropriate things with each other, talk about inappropriate things, gossip, so then they can handle all these problems and have, you know, massive amounts of job security.
It's funny.
I think it's a trap.
You
HR.
Might be right. I don't know.
Yep.
You know, the funny thing about, you know, and I know how you are about the group activities. The funny thing is the closest friends that I've had really in the Mile High City were friendships that formed with coworkers.
Yeah.
And the ones who are the closest, I don't work with anymore. But that's where we met. And even though I don't work with, like my pub club people, they were all coworkers. And I'm with you on a lot of these things, but some of them I can take in small doses, like your potluck.
Oh, the potluck.
You will never participate in a potluck, and you hate them.
I do. I really, really do.
I actually like the office potluck, but only for 1 hour.
So you just small little dose of it.
45 minutes to an hour, because I'm an introvert and I can handle things in doses like that. I like the one-on-one that I can get with someone and chat with them a little bit.
But what generally happens after the potluck? What happens? We wander back down the hall and we talk bad about people that were at the potluck. Can you believe so-and-so brought that disgusting chili? I can't believe so-and-so only brought the bottle of pop. You know who brought the chips again.
Yeah, well, we always had the same person who always signed up to do the 2-liter. I mean, she, every single time there was a potluck and they put a sign-up sheet in the kitchen, you could run down there and you would always see her name, first one to sign up. I'm bringing a 2-liter Coke. It's like, oh, thanks a lot.
Really? But, you know, it causes you to talk bad about your coworkers.
You're right.
Can you believe Steve went back for 3 helpings? Did you see
that? It was juicy and delicious, though.
All right. Oh, yeah, I know. You know, sometimes,
what about when they would schedule and they called a mandatory day of fun at the park on, like, they'd shut the office down at 2 o'clock.
And that's what they called them, mandatory days of fun.
Mandatory day of fun. And you had to go to the park and participate in various games with your coworkers.
Guess who never went to one of those?
Yeah, I know you never went.
I don't think you did either, did you?
I did one.
And then you knew. You're like, this is dumb.
It was dumb.
Thank you very much.
It was dumb.
Merriment. It's forced merriment. It's like, you're wasting my time.
I think the majority of people recognize it, but the problem is you in every office, you'll have a percentage, usually about 15 to 18% of people, who think it's the greatest thing ever. And so you get shamed if you say, oh, this is dumb, I don't want to do it.
I want to change that.
15 to 18%
I want to change that.
But
I want everybody who's not on board with these activities at work, like moi, to go in today and say, I'm not doing these anymore. Never again. I'm not buying lottery tickets with all y'all. I'm buying my own. Now leave me alone.
Well, I will tell Kim, who wrote in, stand strong. Just smile and say thank you, but no thank you, and just get on with your life. Don't let it eat at you.
Yeah, because that's just going to cause more problems at work.
And I guarantee you they're talking about you, Kim, but you don't care. Just say, I know they're talking about me, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Here's our number if you want to comment. 303-691-1MIX. You can either call us, which we love, or shoot a text message. It's the same number. Jeremy is very anti any group activities at work. He just he doesn't like any of it. And we've got a note from Rochelle that is going to be a perfect storm of hatred for you, Jer.
Oh, great.
Because it combines two things that you hate.
Uh-oh.
So you should laugh at Rochelle's note. She says, we had a sales manager who made all of us salespeople come to his house once a quarter for a mandatory dinner and game night.
Oh, no.
See, I know how you are about game night, too. Rochelle writes, it was, and she puts this in all caps, painful. Oh. You have no idea how painful it was.
Yep.
She says, honestly, when I quit that job to look for a new one, a big part of it was because of mandatory game night.
Oh, my God, that sounds horrific.
I guess they could see how. See, I happen to like game nights. Jeremy does not. I'm
don't.
A game night kind
Sorry.
Of guy. I love it. And I don't ever do them. I mean,
I'll hang out with you on a Saturday night and just chat and have a couple cocktails. But if somebody pulls out Monopoly or something, I'm out. You know, categories, no thanks.
You got to pull out the right game.
Oh, Uno, maybe I'm in.
No, you don't play Uno.
Draw four.
Melanie says, I'm laughing because I'm part of the 15% you were talking about. I happen to say, let me inject it. If you didn't hear it, I was saying that there's always 15 to 18% of people in an office who love doing the group office activities. And then everyone else just kind of smiles and goes along, but doesn't really want to do it. Anyway, Melanie says, I'm laughing because I'm part of the 15% you were talking about. I do the office lottery pool. I do the football pools and I schedule the potlucks. Now you have me wondering how many of my coworkers hate this stuff.
They all do.
I think I'll ask.
They all do.
Now, how are you going to ask?
Hey, do you hate this? Do you hate working here?
She's known as the person who sets it up. If she walks up to somebody's cubicle and says, hey, do you really hate those things that I do?
Right.
What is the
what
person
going
to say?
Because then again, boom, you're in HR for, you know, being mean or something like that. Let me give you two more from Kim and Jim. Kim and Jim. Kim says, we were forced into a team building activity at a happy hour. Let's just say about a month later, there were four divorces in the office.
Okay.
Jim says, my boss actually makes us do Hawaiian Shirt Friday because he loves the movie The Office. He plays Hawaiian music on the overhead speakers all day. He concludes by saying, I want to walk out of this nightmare every damn Friday.
You bet.
Get out of there, Jim.
I would be in HR for punching this guy in the throat, man.
Hello. So,
Kim had written to us talking about how she didn't want to participate in the little reindeer games in her office. A couple of people have added some stuff. Ken wrote in and said, I say, tell her to suck it up and drop the $20 bill. You know,
it would get them off her back, you know?
I'm wondering if somehow, you know, if you got to figure out a cost benefit analysis of what you should pay to get people off your back.
It's
and
probably worth the $20 to be like, get out of here.
That's the thing. Like, is Kim digging her heels in when it could be one of those things like, yeah, all right, I'll forego like a lunch one day and I'll put $20 in. That will make me get along with everybody in the office.
Yep. Sometimes
or
it's worth it.
Or is it the principle of the thing? I don't like where do you draw the line in the sand? I mean, how important
with her
is
though,
it
if only like sides? 14 people in the office, you kind of just need to go along with it just to get them out of your kitchen. I mean,
yeah,
if it's a bigger office, 200 people, you're fine by saying, no, leave me alone, buzz off.
Yeah. And then as far as all told, you know, just all group activities at an office, Pam had a very funny note. By the way, Jeremy, you'll be happy to know that almost everybody writing in is saying, I agree with Jeremy. So
oh, that's
you've
nice.
Got, your people
Thanks,
are
guys.
Out there. But Pam says, as if forced socializing with coworkers isn't bad enough, what about the times it's spouse, partner included forced socialization?
Yep.
She goes, that's even worse. Why would I ever force my spouse to take part in something I don't want to do?
It's
and
true.
And I wrote back to Pam and I said, you know, and the thing is, it's terrible for the spouses too because they don't know anybody.
Yep.
So they feel awkward. Right? They have to sit there and like be introduced to the people that they've only heard about.
Nick Neck has kind of
say,
started.
Yeah, I've heard about you. My husband says you're a putz.
Nick Neck has kind of refused to go to any of those anymore. Like those kind of events. She's like, I'm not going. Just I'll hang here with the kids. You go and schmooze and all hang at home.